I once said on a live stream that I would prefer to have 100,000 people truly love and rock with me versus having a million fair weather people that roll with me. I'd rather have a bag chasers than anybody. I'd rather have 100,000 truly that loves me. I could do a lot with 100,000 people that truly loves me versus having a million people that's just fair weather. Look at that. Hold on, let me take a screenshot. Look at that. Oh, Sookie, Sookie, nah. Look at Time Dog. They said, Anton, we going to go ahead and get you on through the hump. Look at Time Dog. Let me give myself a round of applause. And let me also say that this is an accomplishment of us. We did this. I can't do this without you. We did this together. Now, it may not seem like a lot, but let me tell you, it's hard. Content creation is a very, just like anything else in life, it is a very, very, very difficult thing to do. A lot of people think that you could just wake up, cut on a microphone, and you could just cook, and that's the end of the conversation. It's not. Every single thing that I've ever done, listen to me, hear me out. I know that the numbers seem like it means something. But it's the work. It's the believing in yourself that really is the message in a conversation. And I want y'all to understand this here. Listen to me. I am not one of those overnight successes on YouTube. I am not a person that my talent just carried me through and people just love me and, oh my God, you just blew up overnight. No. The reason that you can relate to me, not just in content creation, but in life. The reason that you can relate to me is because I truly got it out the mud. You're not hearing me, man. I've been on YouTube content creating for probably close to the better part of a decade. A decade. This has not come easy for me. I had to grind. Hustle, scrape, consistency, dedication to get everything that I've ever gotten off of this platform and in life, whether it was corporate America, whether it was going back to school and getting my software engineering degree. I plan on going back to school because I just want to accomplish some more things. I want to add and pad to my resume. I don't even have to go back to school. I told Rita the other day and I was talking to my mom. I said, yeah, I think I'm about to go back to school. She said, really? You ain't even going to use it for no. I said, yeah, but I just need it. I need it for me because it's something that I want to do. Everything that I've ever gotten. And let me just go ahead and reconfirm to you. You're hearing it directly out of the horse's mouth. I've never gotten an inheritance in my life. Never gotten insurance money. Because if I did, it would have went to my mom. It wouldn't have went to me. And if I would have got it, how come my other brothers didn't get it? Never got no insurance money from my father. I don't know where y'all got that rumor from. It's like a bad game of telephone. Never got no inheritance. I was born in the hood. Hey, how you going to get an inheritance and you born in the hood? I lived on Greenlawn between Norfolk and Chippewa. What inheritance? Because for all of those people that was complaining in the video that I just recently dropped yesterday and was saying, oh my God, it's always people that always got a lot that say or that got an I ain't got nothing. I got my father gave me everything that I needed. And when he taught me work ethic, dedication, consistency, and God, those were the four pillars of my life. Work ethic, dedication, consistency, and God. That's it. No lawsuit money, no hand-ups, handouts, no none of that. Grinding. Detroit, Michigan, between 7 Mile and 8 Mile, Livernois in Wyoming, 8 Mile, Coney Island. What inheritance comes from that? And why my brothers ain't get one? Remove the excuses, bro. I am the closest thing that you have to a real life person that just put my head down, dedicated myself, stayed loyal to my family, to my people, to my God, and didn't do anything whatsoever to put myself in a position to get arrested, go to jail, or do anything dirty or cut any corners. Every single dime that we got, we earned it. Every single subscriber that we got, we earned it. Every single person that has paid, that has worked for me, they've gotten residual effects as a result of it and benefited as a result of it. Everything. Every single thing that we got it out the mud. It's okay not to cut corners. It's okay not to feel like you need to go and somebody, I don't need nobody to fund, ain't nobody funded my business. Ain't nobody did nothing. We work, we grind, and then we took our money that we made and we dedicated it and we educated ourselves. And every day we got better. That's it. We just iterated and we just gonna keep on pushing. There is no reason, no excuse. 90% of the things that happen to you is self-inflicted wounds. Your circumstance, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, you got self-inflicted wounds. No more excuses. No excuses, bro. That's it. I like my growth. I never wanted to get a million fast. Everything we get, we gonna scratch, we gonna claw, we gonna earn it. We want it because we appreciate it more. That's why when y'all give me a dollar, I see you, Rayshawn, when y'all give me $2, $3, if I miss a super chat, I can't sleep at night. My moderators are screenshotting to say, Anton, you missed this one. Hey, make sure you acknowledge that one. Every dollar, I appreciate people. I don't take you for granted because I had to do this out the mud. We built this together. And some people been here with me since the Pontiac Silverdome video. That's how they discovered me. All of my old videos are still up there. So I want you to see the growth. No excuses. It ain't your color. It ain't your race. Whatever deficiency that you have, you're going to have to make up for it in another area. Yes, it's people that got pretty privileged. Yes, it's people that's 7 feet tall. Yes, it's people that was born mixed and they got pretty hair. Well, then that just means that you're going to have a better personality. You're going to have to be nicer. You're going to have to brush your teeth, fix the controllables, control the controllables, and then win in other areas. Where you see them deficient, that's where you're going to have to stand up. Play the hand that you dealt. So what? Oh, man, I wasn't born a white man. I don't care. Oh, man, I wasn't born with straight hair. My hair is coarse. Okay, well, then I'm going to capitalize off my beard. Whatever ain't here, I'm going to get it down here. Whatever ain't here, I'm going to just make up for it down here. I'm going to control the controllables. I'm going to be, you, okay, cool. So you taller, but I'm more consistent than you. I'm going to be to the gym before you. I'm going to be nicer to people. I'm going to dedicate myself to my craft. I'm going to have a better personality than you. Every single person that I'm never going to say no. When every opportunity to come across my desk, I'm going to add value into people's lives. I don't care about what this person had or what he was born with. If I see you when you got more than me, first of all, I'm going to congratulate you. Secondly, I'm going to ask you how you got it. And then third, secretly in my mind, I'm gunning for you. I'm coming for you because I'm going to be thinking to myself, they ain't better than me. What makes them think that they're better than me? In my mind, I've secretly made you my target. And it ain't even in the negative space. It's on some competitive shit. I'm coming. Whatever you got, I have a competitive list. It's on my phone. It's on my iPad. I have this list of people that I have as content creators, and I studied them, and I studied what made them great and what made people love them and endeared themselves to them. And I said, that's interesting. Okay, so I'm going to look at this. I need to add that to my repertoire. And I'm going to look at that. I'm taking that part of their personality. And oh man, they really, really dig down and they good at that. Man, he can speak. That dude is great. And I'm just like, you know what? All right. Okay. All right. So what am I better than them at? So I'm going to shore myself up and the things that they're great at, I'm going to meet them at what they're great at. And then I'm going to be better than them at what I'm better than them at. I have this thing. I have a list of people that I'm chasing. And when I jump on these coaching calls sometimes and these people be talking to me, you know, some people call me and they be like, oh man, Anton, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And I say, okay, well, let's go through it. And I learn as much as I possibly can about you because nobody is a monolith and everybody needs something different. And I talk to him and I start mining through. And sometimes we on Zoom calls and I'm like, dog, you better than me. You younger, you faster. You telling me that I triple work you? I outwork you? So wait, I'm more successful than you, but I work harder than you. How's that? How you gonna catch me and I'm chasing him and he running at 40 miles an hour, I'm running at 50 to catch up to him and you running at 20? We have no goals, no motivation. And I think that part of it, sorry, y'all, let me get my little rant on. Let me turn this off real quick. We have no goals, no motivation. And I think that part of it is because we've idolized and made heroes out of the wrong people. Our culture, we've been taught to champion rappers and entertainers and actors. And now that they all fallen, you don't have no source of motivation. And your father ain't in your life and he never taught you how to have this type of work ethic. Because my father, he made sure that every single day that I walked out for school, he said, Anton, what's the word? I said, life is 10% of what happens to you, 90% of how you react to it. He said, we don't care about what people do. We don't care about what our obstacles are. We don't care about the fact that we got to get there. We got to get there, though. Life is 10% of what happens to you, 90% of how you react to it. When I seen these guys in my chat the other day, and they were so disappointing to me. It ain't no point in going for nothing unless you got a family to take care of. You still not going to go for it. Because the minute that you get upset with her, then you're going to be like, well, skip that. I don't care. I'm out. You don't have no reason to stick through it. You don't have no reason to continue to push yourself because you're not self-motivated. You don't see anything great in yourself. You don't want to accomplish nothing. You don't want to change nobody's life. You get to the point to where it's beyond money. It's beyond numbers. Now it's how many lives that I can impact. And let me tell you why that's so important. Let me tell you what drives me, why I'm so consistent, why I never miss, is because the devil don't sleep. I don't take days off because it's still evil out in the streets. It's still people that need to be taught. It's still lives that need to be changed. I feel like if I miss on the Millionaire Morning Show in the morning, because this is a form of entertainment, but we put the medicine aside of the candy. And then on top of that, listen to me, on top of that, it gets you motivated and it puts a sweet spirit in you so that it gives you the ability to fight demons and devils throughout the day. That's why God said, I want you first. I want you to come to me first. The reason that he says that is because if you giving him the rest of you, you don't have nothing left. By the time you get home, it's the reason why y'all relationships are so trash. Because by the time you get home, the world done kicked your butt. You done fought demons, devils, and all you got is to give the rest to the people that love you the most. That's why he wants you first. Look, the myth, just because God have changed people around from their evil ways or they gave their lives over to God in several different examples, especially in the Bible, the reason why that is a bad example, it happens. Of course you still want to give your life over or you want to change your ways or you want to become a better person or whatever it is. The reason why it's a bad example is because it sets the precedent that you can live your life for the devil and then give the rest of what you got to God. I can't use you. I can only save you. I'm not looking to save you. I'm looking to leverage you. There's levels to greatness. There's levels to the kingdom of God. There's levels to the things that he can use you for. Let me break the levels down for you. You got hell, people that's bound for that. And the majority of the people is going into it. And it's a reflection of their lives. That's why you see so many people falling. They got all of their stuff front loaded. Oh, man. Come on, man. Come on. Give me a second. They got all of their blessings front loaded from the devil, but it never makes anything of it. And that's why no matter how long that Diddy was on top, he was on there for 30 years and it's over. He'll never be able to see his kids in a free world again. He'll never be able to touch his friends and family. He'll never be able to do his entire legacy is flawed because all of his blessings was front loaded, meaning that he sold himself out in order to get there instead of doing it the right way and the hard way. That's why when you a child of God, he don't allow for you to skip steps, because your character got to carry you in places that your talent can't take you. Your talent is, you great. He gave you all of the tools, but your character has to be developed. And so when you love God and you a child of God, he don't give you more than you can handle. The context is that he don't want you to embarrass yourself and to embarrass the kingdom of God. That's why I don't respect everybody that say that they're a Christian. I know them by their fruit. Give a fuck about what you talking about. I know what your life look like. He not going to allow for you to skip steps, because you got to develop the character that's going to keep you when your talent is taking you places that's dark and demonic, and you thought that you was prepared for it. So you keep praying for money instead of praying for character and humility and stick-to-itiveness and dedication and loyalty and love and humility and the fruits of the Spirit. You so lazy because you don't have no purpose in your life. Your whole life, you've given it over to things that's not best for you. And you think that you're going to be blessed for it. You think that somebody is supposed to come and give you something. It's levels to the kingdom. It's levels to success. Of course you can be saved. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But it's a difference between being saved and being used and being leveraged, because I want to be a beacon of light for other people to lead them to the right way and everything in their life. I don't want to just give my life to God at the end when the devil didn't use me for his purpose. That's the difference. That's the difference between a man and a boy. When I was a man, I put away childish things. It's the difference between greatness and mediocrity. I've never wanted to be regular. I don't have a regular bone in my spirit. It's not in me. I don't have that. I don't have no desire for it. It's too many examples that the devil can put into you or put in front of you in order to entice you to front load your blessings, only to fall at the end of it and bust hell wide open. What's the point of it? I'd rather get mine the hard way. I'd rather go through it and go to it instead of having somebody give it to me. Just show me. I can do it myself. I'm not, when I go to these shows, when I go to the Dr. Phil's and the Fox News or whatever, I don't get paid for that. They offer me. I say, no, I'm good. When I'm there, I'm studying. I'm paying attention. Oh man, he did this. Oh, so this many shows that they do. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do when I'm gonna get back to the crib. We don't have no examples no more. Just because somebody put on a dashiki and they said that they pro-black, now you following them, but their fruits is not showing you that they are a reflection of the thing that they advocating for. So why would I follow somebody that don't know what the fuck they talking about and it's not even a reflection of their own life? How you gonna teach me and you ain't doing it? Even Jesus himself had to show, he did the most awesome things in his small amount of time that he had on this earth. But he didn't even start preaching until he was in his 30s. And that's the Son of God. So you telling me you ain't got to refine yourself, be great? You could just wake up and be a life coach? That we supposed to listen to you? For what? What have you proved? What are you showing? Why you ain't got no receipts? Show me your life, I'll show you your wife. Show me your life, I'll show you your wife. Because your wife is going to be a reflection of who you are. So if she busted, dusted, disgusted, and she ain't got nothing for herself, I'ma show you your life. Show me your kids, I'll show you your life. Show me your kids, I'll show you your life. Show me your spiritual balance, I'll show you your life. Show me your bank account, I'll show you your life. Show it to me. Put it up on the screen, show me what you got. Show me your calendar, I'll show you your life. Show me your calendar, I'll show you your life. Put it on the screen, let's compare. Let's compare. Don't keep talking to me about what it is that you ain't got and how you ain't doing it and that's not a reflection of it. Show me your fruit and I'll show you your life. Keep on looking at all of these people falling and you not paying attention to it. All of these people was your heroes because you can, you can't quote the Bible, but you can quote a motherfucking rap verse. Can't quote a scripture to save your life. Ain't never stepped foot in a library. Couldn't focus on anything that you had in school, but I bet you know what an ounce is. I bet you know how to break down a gram. I bet you know how to break down a kilo. I bet you know what the conversion rate is. I got HGAD. No, you got the devil in you. Grow the fuck up. Your family needs you. Your unborn kids need you. Your community needs you. You got everything that you needed. Everything. They was dependent on you, and you gonna fail them. You gonna fail them. Grow the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. Stop being an asshole. Stop being so easily offended. Oh my God, I don't like the way he talked to me. I don't like the way that you keep on spreading diseases by opening up your motherfucking legs to the world. Grow the fuck up. Close your legs. You ain't taught that. You know better than that. You don't need nobody in your life to come into you and have no intervention with you. Stop hitting me up. Anton, I want a coaching call. I'm telling you right now.